This is CPR News. I'm Stina Sieg in Grand Junction. A federal court has ruled that the Kansas Highway Patrol must stop detaining motorists without reasonable suspicion. The judge in the case said a practice known as the Kansas Two-Step is unconstitutional. Sharon Brett is a legal director of the ACLU of Kansas.
You have to have a legitimate reason to prolong the length of a roadside detention for a traffic stop. The Highway Patrol didn't have that legitimate reason. They were doing it just to try to get inside people's cars to search for cash or drugs.
CPR's requested comment from the Kansas Highway Patrol. Prosecutors are proposing the Club Q shooter pay more than $85,000 in restitution to survivors and families of victims. Here's KRCC's Abigail Beckman.
Court documents filed on Wednesday propose payments on behalf of 17 different people. The numbers could go up if additional victims or losses are identified by the local district attorney's office. Payments range from $50 to more than $13,000. Five people were killed and more than a dozen others were injured by gunfire at the LGBTQ nightclub in Colorado Springs last November. The shooter was given five consecutive life sentences plus an additional 2,000 years in prison following a guilty plea last month. Abigail Beckman, KRCC News.
The defense has 14 days to respond to the proposal. And a correction, an earlier version of the story incorrectly stated where the proposal is at in the process. This is CPR News.